Accession number 19129, reel 13.
That's coffee, was horrible.
What?
Earthsap's coffee wasn't, it was horrible.
No, it was, right. I suppose if it, I'd milk and plenty of sugar in it, and it would be alright. Oh, it's a drink, it'd warm it up so you can get a hot drink. And then we started getting the parcels. And I made all the...
That's coffee, so you could drink as much as you wanted.
Hmm?
You could drink
I used to get a big container full of it. Well, there's 24 of us, and
what about your clothes and that? Because if you turned up there, we just did.
Hmm?
If you turned up there with just one outfit. That would run out really quickly if you were working.
Yeah, well, I didn't have none of that top coats. When the winter came, they rigged us all out without anything. I got an old French one, French army top coat, used to wrap it round, as you know. And I had an old Italian belt, used to put the belt on, and I had a French hat.
I paid that old guy.
Oh, one of them with comes up with the front leg. What do you say on the... on the television.
Well, like a French copper's hat with a pig?
No, like a side hat to Glengarry. But the front used to come up, you know, like the Yankees. They used to wear them and all. I had one of them. And my boots were bad, like, you know.
Well, they're the ones that you got caught in, just the same ones.
Mm-hmm. I got somewhere, things started moving after.
Did you start getting the parcels before the winter then?
Oh, aye. Yeah. Oh, we... about 2 months. 6 weeks, 2 months before we started getting them. And they started coming. Oh, it was great after that.
Did you trade with the guard? Could you trade, like...
Had the one. We only had one guard.
But could you, like, give him, like, 20 cigarettes?
No, they wouldn't take it. Some of them would. You know, they'd take the occasional cigarette or pack of cigarettes or whatever.
Was that, like, pride that they... Was that pride, do you think, that they didn't want
to... No, if they got cop man, they were for it. Say you had a hold on them. You could shop them, you could report them for them. You'd say they took them off you or something like that.
Did you have any contact with the German authorities besides the guard? Or did they ever have like an officer come along?
Yeah.
All of them did that happen?
Oh, the Hauptmann. The captain, he used to come out regularly.
So what did he look? Can you remember anything about him? His name? Yeah. Can you remember what he looked like or his name?
Oh, there was a few of them, and there's different ones just from.
What did he do when they got there?
He just used to come round, look round the camera, look round the camp, look round the lager. And say everything was clean. Though we had one, he had a... The bugger used to make us say... scrub out our collars and that. You know, he was... Because we're all lousy at first. We were afraid of lice. Until we'd been there a few months. We only had baths in the brickyard. We had three showers. We used to get a hot shower, especially on a, if there's a truckload of coal came in on a weekend, we used to have to go down and unload it on Sunday, you know.
Was that done completely by hand, just with a shovel?
Oh, gripe. They were like briquettes. just pulled in the brickyard, you know, just had to throw it over the wall.
Was that just the British prisoners, or did you get all the others on that as well?
No, just the ones that worked at the brickyard. We used to have to go down and unload it. They used to get them in rigging, but they used to come in during the week. But they'd never bring it up on the side during the week for us to unload. We used to have to do it like on a weekend. We used to play hell about that.
Was that the call for the brickyards to fuel? Mm? Is that the call to fuel the brickyards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they used to heat the kilns, and that's why the big stack is there, you know, the smoke. Used to heat the kilns. Used to burn the bricks, bake them.
Can you remember your first air raid, the first time the planes came over?
Oh, aye. Just come over there regular where we were.
When you first got there? When you were first there?
Why, that was September 23. It wasn't so much, but it got worse and worse, you know, got into 44, on the back end of 44. When they were going to Berlin, you know, they used to come near where we were, you know, we were about 50 miles south of Berlin. And Dresden, places like that, they weren't very far away, you can see on those maps. You could hear them going over.
Did the sirens go?
Same as here. Air raid.
So what happened then? Where did you go during the air raid?
We had a shelter on top of the brickyard. On the top. Just go in there. There was one where the lager was. There was one on some waste ground. There was a one there, but the civvies used to go in.
Did you have much contact with the other prisoners and the Russians and the...
No, you see them.
What, you'd say like little working parties going about?
The French is just not about. They just walk about.
Well, they had like freedom of the...
We go down the town on their own. We couldn't. You know, you had to have somebody with you. If you didn't have the guard with you, you had to have a civvy with you. But the French just used to, those two of them used to live in a hut just around the corner from us. Where they used to work in this, I think it was an armaments factory somewhere. They used to get this pure alcohol. They were in on the rackets and all, you know, if you did. If you had a bar of chocolate and you want some bread and eggs, things like that, they'd get it for you.
Did you do much trading with your parcels?
Why? We used to do a bit down here, but we weren't really bothered. That was our main shortage then, when we started getting the parcels, was bread. Because we only used to get about, I think it was about 450 grams a day.
And that was all in your night time, in your mail?
That was it. Just forget that. We used to come up from the brickyard and we had a hand cart. We used to come in the middle of the town in the rats killer. What do you call the rats killer? That's the town hall. And they had kitchens in there, and this woman, her two daughters, they used to cook the skilly in that for us, you know.
Was that just for the British ones, or was all the other ones?
I don't know. She might have did it for others as well.
But when you got your dinner, it was just the British?
I used to have a lot. And we had a box, and just put the bread and that in. Just get a ration of margarine, a ration of sugar. The bread, the containers, the skilly in, you know.
What was that like? What was the test like?
Well, it was Teddy's turnip. Carrots.
There's no maiden in it.
You might say a string of maiden on again.
So it was some probably kind of mutton or something to start with.
Let's get a ball, a big ball like that. Let's get that about 3/4 full. We had these balls. We had them all numbered. Had a number on the bottom. So let's put them all on the table and shuffle them up. And then this bloke was lobbing it out, say, let's get so many scoops. And he's put them to one side. Then he's picked them up and somebody on the net. 28. That was
to try and stop favouritism.
To stop anybody getting the bottom of the container, you see. Then they'd got them first. They were getting all water. Well, the others were getting there. That's how we used to shovel them up. Then you used to get your bread. You used to have to wait all over. We had little scales. We used to wait. You know.
Didn't want some bloke, you asked for his dinner or something because he didn't want to eat it, was that?
No.
Is that right at the start?
Them two. They got a job working for this Swiss woman. She had like a hut. Used to make these bolts, nuts and bolts, you know. She had the machinery and everything, and they still got a bloody job that way. She used to get grooming that for them. But when they used to come in at night, they didn't fancy the skilly. Sit opposite them. He used to be good now, yes. That's me watching that for many years. Anybody guys?
Were you still hungry then?
Oh,
what did the others do then? So there was 12 of you working in the brigging yard, two of them working, making the balls. What were doing right in the other 10 were doing? What were their jobs?
What, the other lad?
The other 10 in the hood, aye.
Oh, they were. Why, there was about 10 of us down there, there was 2 there, there was about six working in the town, like on the council, you know. And there was another couple. They had a job somewhere. And then there was one, Pat. Pat O'Sullivan, he got a job in the kitchen, helping the woman that used to do the cooking. Used to work there, used to do paper tears and things like that. We had a good job in. He used to be doing that all day and all night. Yeah, he used to come in about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and he was doing the kitchen all day.
So when you got your evening meal, what happened after that? You marched back to the hut. After you got your evening meal, you'd be marched back to the hut.
Oh, we used to take it up to the lager.
We had
the handcart, you see.
So you didn't eat it in the town hall.
Oh, we used to take it up to the lager. Lump it out up there.
Oh, so you distribute, you did it yourselves, you handed it out yourself.
Oh, right? Aye.
And then what happened after that? You just been out there, you just got to sleep?
Well, we started getting these books and the old libraries. can't get nervous right now. We had a dartboard. We used to make cards. We made packs of cards, cardboard. You know. And then after a while, we started getting things from the Red Cross, you know. Good little flotina, I used to play that. Got a accordion. The three, four of them used to try and play one of them, but it used to be terrible in the line, bloody place. Some of them, they hadn't a clue. There was one of the lads, a big tall lad. He got some music as well. Some of these music books, you know, like school. And all these little folk songs in. And he could read and play. And we learned a lot. I learned a few songs, like old German songs, you know. We used to play it all right, but there was another two or three I was trying to play.
He played the accordion, that was the accordion.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we had a little concert party at the back end. Let's put short little shores on. Let's play the flute down there. And I had a quartet going. I started a quartet singing.
Who was that? Can you remember the other three? The other three blocks?
No, I can't really.
Were they on the photo?
Aye, they'd be on. But I was teaching these songs, you know. I used to get these songs on the Red Cross thing, you know. Copper Oven, yeah, that was one. I used to have to learn them note for note, you know. To sing in harmony, like, you know, and they hadn't a clue, but I got them down at the finish. Everybody's wanting to sing the melody. Everybody's wanting to sing bass. With the two parts in the middle, there's nobody. It's the same now, but there's nobody ever thinks about singing them, and they're the most important parts, really, the two middle, the treble and tenor. Anyway, I got them going.
Did you hear any news, or did you keep up with the news?
No, just, you know, rumours. The Froggies used to get it and all this. All rumours, rumours, rumours.
What about the German paper? Did you never read out
of
them? What, you never look at the Germans? Did they not have a paper at work or anything?
No, some of them just come with the soap thing and paper around, you know. Just see if there's anything in. See which way they throw it. But at the finish was to get the news from upstairs, the woman upstairs. She was probably, well, he used to get jail, you know, for that.
Upstairs, what was that?
Well, this woman had a flat upstairs.
What, above the hut?
The farmer's, old Matty's, he had a coal business. It was her father.
But it was old Matty's, who was he?
He was a coal man. He used to sell coal. He used to live in the same building as us. We owned they were like stables, and that used to be where we were. And along the other way, it was like his house and all that, and there was bedrooms and that all, and this flat up above us. At the back end, she used to put the news on.
The BBC news?
She used to know a bit of English as well. Sometimes she'd come down in the garden on the front and we used to talk to her. course, the windows were barred, you know, there was bars across. But we could open the windows, just to open elements. Just talk to it.
But at the start, they had a thought he might still be winning, wouldn't he? When you first got to Germany, they were still doing all right.
Yeah, you could tell the atmosphere changed.
Would he nicer to watch it towards the end? Would he nicer to watch it towards the end?
Yeah, they were not in, I think. Well, she come up and took her photographs. The woman that worked in the Cocos. And she, the Christmas, that was took in about February 45. The Christmas before, there was four or five of them come up on the Christmas Eve. And we put a concert party on for them. And they enjoyed it.
Well, they were the people from the Cocos. They were the people from the Cocos.
Aye. Doris. We had a guard there. He only had one arm.
Right.
His hand was up here. We used to keep changing the guard, you know. We used to get a different one. And his father used to come and stop the weekend. In the lager.
What did he do? What was his dad like?
Huh?
What was his dad like?
He was an oldish fella. I was sleeping on top of the table.
Did you feed him with your parsons? Did he get any stuff off you out of your parsons?
Oh, yeah.
He took you to the pitches once, didn't he?
Hmm?
He took you to the pitches once, didn't he? When was that? Was that?
That was 45. Beginning of 45.
Can you remember much about that?
I'll tell you where it was. Baron von Munchausen. Not in the film. But there was a lot of news. German news. You know. I forget now where it was, but there was these big oil wells. Oil refinery somewhere. And they had to evacuate it. You know. And they blew the bloody lot up before they pulled back. It showed you that all the oil refinery going up. I remember that. I in the cinema.
That was the cinema in the town?
Much made a bag.
And who else was at the pictures
there?
Who else was there? Just the local townsfolk?
No, there was all POWs, a lot. Different nationalities. From French, Indians. There's a few Indians there, you know. Poles, Russians, we're all in there, all in different contingents, you know. We have our own guards there.
Was that just out of the blue then? They just said they'd take the pictures?
Saturday, Sunday afternoon. And I think we went twice. And they started getting the hammer. So they stopped it.
Can you remember what the second film was?
Oh, I can't remember it. German films, you know. Baron von Munchausen.
Because that was in colour. I've got that somewhere.
Yeah.
At the time.
It was a comedy thing. Something about this weapon, this secret weapon. They all pinned the wolves on that, and they come up with something quick.
Did they have pictures of him around the places? Because you said you put one in the toilet.
He was all over the place. Well, I had one in the dining room we at the factory. We took a book of him and went up in the toilet.
What factory, what do you mean?
It was a rib factory.
Oh, yeah. And they got mad at that, didn't they?
They didn't know he did it.
What was that?
It had a inscription on the bottom. Mein Glaube ist die Liebe in meinem Volke. I also remember that.
Was it made?
My faith is my love for my people. Oh, roughly translated. Mein Glaube, I believe, belief, ist die Liebe, is the love, fear for meinem, my vulgar people.
Did you have much trouble with the townsfolk then? Did he let you get out to see the townsfolk at all and all that?
Yeah.
Were they just like people in the distance then? Was there any like army people in the German army?
Just used to march up the street. The people warning them inside.
And then did they just accept, take it for granted after a bit?
At first, we'd been about the first English British prisoners there. Everybody, Englander.
What they point at you?
Just walking the street with a guard. One of the morning, back down in front of his speech, Good morning. Then up for me. Good morning, Heil Hitler. Good morning, Heil Hitler.
But the Germans?
Yes, my eye.
They would say that.
Aye. So, mate, so anyway, and they always just shake hands. If you met somebody German like that, you know, if you met a German, mates, you shake hands. And you shake hands again when you left him, and you might see him half an hour after, and you'd shake hands with him again.
But would they say Heil Hitler?
It was always Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
What did you say to them back?
They never used to say it to us.
Oh, but to each other, they would?
To each other, aye. Good morning, guten Morgen, Heil Hitler.
What, the boss in the garden, that they would say that? Did you ever see the Gestapo then and the SS and those kind of characters with them running around?
Well, I've seen them, but I saw a tiny bit. I was traveling to the hospital by Schmiedeberg. I had carbuncles all over. I was taken to hospital a couple of times a week. I used to have to get on the train, you see, with the civvies. The guard used to take us on the train up to Schmiedeberg, and used to get off the station, where it's a big station. And you used to have to walk up to this, it was like an old school, but they'd made it into a hospital for POWs. It was Russians, French, there's all sorts in different rooms, you know, big room, like a school. And I see a lot of them, civvies. I used to get tugged up, you know, to go there. I used to borrow somebody's belt, borrow somebody's gaiters. Get cleaned up. Went there one day and I was standing on the platform and the guard was bloody high ranker, obviously, came over. He walked right around us. He went looking. He said to the guard, Englander? No, my dear.
And then what did he say?
He just walked away.
What was he then, was he?
He's a high ranker. He was a bloody brigadier or a colonel or something like that.
And what was his gear? What was he wearing? What was he wearing?
He had the lot.
So did that routine just go on for 2 years then? Mm. Did that routine just work in the brickyard? Is that...
Well, it wasn't 2 years really. It was from September 43 to April 45.